What do you remember of that 89 event? What was the weather system like that led to the tornado?
Well, my recollection is that, in fact, the weather conditions at that time were very similar to those last weekend.
Did you think you'd see a tornado? Had you been preparing for one?
We hadn't been preparing for one, no. I was certainly not into the job of forecasting. it so happened at that time I had an honours degree student who was actually doing a study of thunderstorms in the New England region for his thesis. What he was really trying to do was assess where thunderstorms were occurring, when they were occurring, under what conditions they were occurring. Because we'd known for some time that New England is generally regarded as one of the most thunderstorm-prone areas in New South Wales, if not in Australia.
Why do you think that is?
It's a combination of things. We're in an area where we get a fair bit of warm air coming down from the tropics, meeting colder air coming up from the polar regions. When they those air masses collide, that's conducive to thunderstorm formation. And the elevation in New England as well, that tends to increase the likelihood that thunderstorms will occur.
Now, what damage did that tornado system cause in 89?
Well, there were actually three tornadoes that we identified in that system, which was very unusual. And I'm not aware of any other families, if you like, of tornadoes occurring around Australia, certainly before that, unlike you tend to find in other parts of the world, particularly in North America. Those tornadoes hit the village of Ellesmore, about 14 kilometres to the east of Inverell, and also Ben Lomond, which, of course, same area as was struck last weekend.
So is it incredible that the same region was affected, or is it because of the sort of the land mass, the land system that we're starting to see there?
I think it just so happens that that is an area that probably has all the necessary conditions that are conducive to the formation of tornadoes.
Gee. And then at the time, what impact did you find? What kind of scar did it leave?
In Ellesmore itself, there were two houses totally demolished. There were five more that were so severely damaged that they had to be demolished. And there were 15 others that were damaged, but not to quite such an extent.
Gosh.
And in addition to that, there were many reports of sheds being demolished, of trees being twisted, of trees being uprooted, being defoliated, of telegraph poles being moved in their foundations. So after the event, you could go and look at the base of the telegraph pole and see a hole around the base.
So did you have any idea of what category those three tornadoes fitted into? Were they given an official definition?
It was determined it was an F3. In relation to other things with the damage, one of the interesting things was that a 5-ton truck was moved about 50 metres by the tornado, and the only person that we know of who was injured in the event was the owner of the truck, who was chasing after the truck, and he got hit by a sheet of flying galvanised iron.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Were there many people who reported seeing it?
A few people reported, yes. There were quite a few reports, which, of course, were helpful in analysing the thing. But most people, in fact, a lot of people, when they see something like that, don't really know what they're seeing. And that's one of the problems with the reports that we have of tornadoes in Australia.
Jack Hobbs is with us. He's a retired climatologist from the University of New England. Prior to the 89 event, what had you heard of how frequently these events happened on the tablelands?
Well, I certainly knew that tornadoes had occurred on the northern tablelands over the years, not that frequently. Even in Armidale, we've had a tornado, not a very strong one. There was one many years ago that went down Dangar Street in Armidale. Mm. Didn't produce a lot of damage, and there have certainly been some recorded instances of tornadoes a few kilometres out of town, but nothing very severe.